Spiritual maturity and chronological age are not synonymous. Many believers with the benefit of years have not used those years for spiritual advancement. There are many who have moved into their 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s without moving farther along in their walk with Christ. Paul gives Titus an important instruction: teach the older men. Titus chapter 2, verse 2, that's our passage today. Here's what Paul says: teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. These characteristics and qualities listed in today's passage are not for the older men only, but those blessed with years in the church need to demonstrate these qualities to the younger men who are watching. Yes, we are to respect our elders, and our elders should be worthy of respect by demonstrating temperance and standing firm in faith, in love, and in endurance. Nowhere in Scripture do we find instruction for when we can retire from the Christian life. We're told to press on, not sit it out. The church desperately needs older men willing to empty themselves into the lives of another generation. The future depends on it. Older men, it's time to sign up for significant leadership. Impacting the future begins today. Father, fill the church with men who have the experience of the past, obedience in the present, and a vision for the future. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.